This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
David Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we're recording this prior to the latest supply and demand data, but what are the markets saying to you right now in mid-June?
Well, that's a great question, Lee. It depends on the market that you're looking at. Butter has been high since the end of January. Really, all the way into last year, we've been in this $2.50 to $3 market, up to $3.50 last November. So butter is still around $3 at the moment, but that actually appears to be weakening somewhat here recently. But the cheese market's rather buoyant. The non-fat market is also kind of weakening. So I guess if I look at it right now, Class 4 is on the weaker tone here mid-June. And Class 3 is better supported. And I think the real issue is a couple of things. We had a resurgence of demand for cheese that started in April and May. And I'm really not sure. It's more anecdotal. We will get that information, like you're saying, and over the next couple of months, we'll get to piece together the actual data to say whether or not this is true. But anecdotally, some of these companies reporting better sales on cheese snacks, et cetera, and really strong demand April, May. I don't know if that's the longer days. You know, people feel better about themselves, the world, whatever. The economy seems to be on solid footing at the moment. So, yeah, we've had this surge in demand, and what it's revealing is the tightness in supply of milk. That's the main issue, and we've talked about that at length over the past few months. U.S. milk production, while not terrible, is under some bit of duress for a couple of different reasons. The broad reason being we've just come out of basically a two-year bear market cycle, and I think that put a lot of dairy farmers on the ropes as far as from an economic perspective. The cost of everything has gone up, but now you've got this avian flu ripping through different areas of the country, one by one, knocking down milk production.
Do we have a real accurate measurement yet on what the avian influenza has meant?
I don't think so. I mean, the USDA numbers, I think right now they've got about 90 dairies that have avian influenza. While I applaud their efforts, I think it's the most irrelevant number I've seen in my career. I think it's at least 1,000 dairies, probably more. And, you know, the impacts of which are, you know, they seem to be worse back in February, March than they are today. So maybe things are changing a little bit. But, oh, yeah, this is hitting almost every dairy in the states that are represented. So you're talking about Michigan, it's Kansas, it's Idaho. It's a big deal, and it's going to be with us for the balance of the year, I think.
Thank you, David. David Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Insecurities affect every one of us at some point in our lives. Insecurities can come from failure or embarrassment, a childhood circumstance, perfectionism, or comparing ourselves to others.
Another chief perpetrator of insecurities are the things other people say about us, or, more importantly, the words we choose to believe about ourselves. Studies have shown that we often believe the negative commentary and dismiss the others.
One way to avoid or overcome insecurities is to surround yourself with great people. It is important to have people in our lives who build us up and encourage us, but we also need people who we trust that will tell us what we need to hear.
Regardless of how many mistakes you may have made, you are loaded with possibilities and potential. Believing in yourself and others can open up your life to new relationships and opportunities.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Consumer meat prices are continuing to rise, as we hear from USDA economist Megan Schweitzer.
Beef prices have shown the highest growth over the year. Beef prices are up 5.7% from May of 2023.
Join us tomorrow for our Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.